Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Robbie Motter, the host of Diva Strategies for Success, where every Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I bring you a dynamic guest and topic. And today, my guest is Suzanne Casamento, who is the founder of Fantasy Dating, which is an LLC. She created Fantasy Dating, which is a dating game that empowers singles to take chances, build confidence, and find love. A few summers ago, when she came up with the idea, after listening to her girlfriends complain, "I'm never going to meet anyone, and all the good guys are taken," she challenged them to think outside the box and date a different way. She had come up with a game in which they'd compete to earn points by exchanging number, receiving texts, calls, and ongoing messages. And going on dates, I think it is. The competition transformed from shy and whiny women to outgoing flirts. That summer, they dared to flirt with guys at the market, the beach, the gym, and everywhere else they went. In just 10 weeks, they went on more dates than they had in previous 2 years. Their success inspired Susan to create a website so singles around the world could also dare to date. So welcome, Susan. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
What is fantasy dating? It sounds fabulous.
Well, fantasy dating is a dating game, and it's kind of a play on other fantasy sports like fantasy football, in that people get together and they create leagues, they set stakes, and then they compete against each other to earn points. But when you fantasy date, you earn your points by dating. So the idea is to take the dread out of dating and really inject some fun into it. Because when you're working on a point system, talking to someone and flirting with someone or asking for a number is not really scary when you know that you can actually earn points and perhaps win the game.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
Thank you. I'm glad to think so.
Who can play?
Well, anyone who's single and over 18 years old can play, and people are actually playing all around the world, so you can be anywhere and play.
And what would you say your average age group is? Like, can seniors play, or is it up to a certain age?
Sure, absolutely seniors can play. Our main sort of thus far has been 20s, 30s. 40s, but we have seen some people in their 50s and 60s playing, so it's been a lot of fun.
Okay, that's great. How does it work?
Well, it works on a point system. That's you earn 1 point when you exchange numbers with someone, 2 when you get a text, 3 when you get a call, 6 when you go on a date, and very much like other fantasy sports sites, you have each person has a profile page, and then there are league pages where you can actually see score, where there's a scoreboard on each page, so you can actually see how you stand up against your competition. So if, for example, you and I were in a league, I'd be able to see where you're scoring points compared to where I'm scoring points and where I might need to do a little bit of work in order to beat
well,
you.
Well, does everybody kind of sign up for a league, or are there a lot of people and they come on the groups that they're interested in? I'm still not clear of how it works.
Sure. So people, you can either create a league with your friends and set one up, or you can join an existing league on the site. And so what's great is that you don't necessarily have to be in the same city. You can play virtually against people in other areas. So if you're in a situation where you don't necessarily have any, where maybe you're in a suburban area and most of your friends are married and have kids and aren't single, then you can go and you can meet other people on the site. So in that respect, it's a bit of a friend finder too, which is pretty cool.
Well, how do they find the dates?
Well, that's the goal of the game. So basically, everywhere you go, the game is on. So the idea is to actually, you know, put your phone away, put it in your purse, and look at the people around you. So that means flirt with the guy next to you in line at Starbucks. Or, you know, instead of on the train reading a book, actually, you know, say, how was your day, to the person next to you. And actually sort of try to interact with the people around us instead of, you know, relying on scrolling profile pages and internet dating.
So then after you do that, you come home and you put your points down. Is that kind of the way it goes?
Sure. And you can also access the site from your phone. It is a mobile site. And so you can, you know, you can point them, you can post them while you're out. But yes, that's exactly how it works.
What is the goal of the fantasy dating?
Well, the goal is to get people to actually expand their comfort zone, stretch their comfort zones a little bit. The goal is to actually dare to do something that you might not necessarily do. You know, it's not always that easy to strike up a conversation with a stranger. But when you're playing this game, it kind of, you know, it takes the fear out of it. If I know that you are 15 points ahead of me, it's a lot easier to strike up a conversation with some guy while I'm waiting for my coffee. So every time you take one of those little steps, it gets a little easier. You know, when you smile at someone and you say good morning and they actually smile and say good morning back and you get a positive response, it actually helps. Those little wins actually help people build confidence and feel a lot more comfortable daring to date.
Yeah, and a lot of times they say somebody's been married and then they get divorced. Sometimes they've forgotten how to flirt. So this probably helps them get back on track.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's great for people who've been in long-term relationships and are just trying to figure out how to, you know, start again.
How did you come up with the idea?
Well, I came up with the idea because my girlfriends were driving me crazy. They kept saying, you know, we're never going to meet anyone, and there are no good guys in L.A. And I was like, oh, my God, there are 9 million people here. Come on, you know. You can't, you know, if you believe that there are no good people here, then you're not going to find any good people here. So basically, I said, you know, it's not that hard to smile, say hi, you know. And they said, well, we can't do that. And I said, well, what if I dared you? And when I said, what if I dared you, it was like, you know, I had my aha moment. And I thought, and I instantly thought, how can I turn this into a competition? Because most of my girlfriends are rather competitive. And that's when I came up with the idea to create a point system against it, or around it. And once we started playing, they were dating like crazy. It was like magic. So that's when I realized, oh, if it works for them, maybe it could work for other people.
Yeah, that's great. How about sharing some success stories?
Well, I'm thrilled to report that we have had 3 marriages that we know of. So that's really exciting. One of the players saw a guy who she thought was attractive at a bar, and she walked up to him and offered to buy him a drink. And he thought it was amazing, and they are now married. Another player who got married is actually in Sweden. She had created the Blonde and Strong League, and while she was playing, she really learned how to be more outgoing and began flirting with people everywhere she went, and she met an amazing guy, and they're married now. And there's another person here in the U.S. has recently told me that she is engaged to a guy that she met at a gas station. So, yeah, kind of crazy.
Yeah,
I
like
guess
you
they
say,
just
they're everywhere, talk. Right?
Right. We just need to open our eyes.
How is fantasy dating game different from other online dating?
Well, the difference is that you do your dating and you do your flirting on out in the field, so in real life. It's not actually an online dating site. It's not like there are profiles and you scroll them or you swipe left or whatever. You know, the goal is to actually get people is to encourage people to date and flirt in real life, and the site itself is really just a forum for posting their points, just like other fantasy sports sites.
You know, I think it's kind of great because, you know what, they can do as they're as you they go in and start pointing, you know, posting their points, they can find areas that they have to work a little harder on, right?
Oh, absolutely, because your scoreboard, absolutely. Your scoreboard shows where you're earning a lot of points. So you might be exchanging numbers a lot, and you might be getting some calls, but you may not be going out on actual dates. Or, you know, it definitely shows you where you could improve a bit. Absolutely.
So how long did it, let me ask you this, how long did it take you to put it together, the game, when you got the idea?
It took a while because, you know, frankly, I'm a writer, and so I had no idea how to build a website. I had no idea how to protect my idea. I had no idea. I didn't know how to tweet. I didn't know anything about social media. It was definitely a stretch to figure it all out. It took about a year to figure it all out and get it up and running. And even once it was up and running, I still didn't have a firm grasp on social media and its impact and how to actually use it. And so I'm sure that, you know, you might have had similar experiences. It's hard to actually, you know, figure it all out, right?
Right. But the nice thing about it, as you do and you have others using the site, you probably learn things that you hadn't even thought about so you can even make it better.
Oh, absolutely. I've gotten some great feedback from players, you know, on the design, suggesting they wanted more advice, they wanted more content and actual information. So we started to, you know, provide how-tos and things like that, and also just things about the look and design of the pages. They wanted some more room to do to cheer each other on or talk smack, depending on, you know, what kind of player they are. But, you know, so we created walls and areas where they could actually post messages to each other and things like that. And so it's been wonderful getting the feedback.
Do you think women or men are more competitive?
Oh, that's such a great question. You know, I think they're equally competitive. And then there are people who just aren't. You know, you'll see there are some leagues where people have, you know, it'll be like some of them have 80 points, 60 points, and then there's a couple people there who just have like zero or one, you know, who just aren't into it. You know, but you know their friends drag them along. So so it's kind of I guess it all depends from person to person. What do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I know that I'm very competitive. If somebody tells me I can't do something, man, I'm going to break my neck trying to do it. So, but I've always been that way. So, but I totally understand. I see some people that you can give them an opportunity and they won't take that one step.
Right.
What if you don't have single friends to play with? How do they play the game?
Well, like we kind of touched on earlier, they can play, they can sign on at fantasydatinggame.com, and it's free. You know, it doesn't cost anything to play. They can then scroll or peruse the different leagues and see, you know, who they might want to play with and what group of people might be motivating for them, and then they can join that league, and they can play with new people they haven't met before and hopefully make some new friends.
Yeah, that's so that it can be a friend thing. How do you know players aren't cheating?
Great question. And the thing is that I mean, obviously we don't go and police the site, but the game only works if you work it. So if the goal is to actually meet someone, find love, and to actually get in the habit of dating, it doesn't do anything for you to post, you know, 47 points in one night. It's just, first of all, your league mates are going to kick you out. Secondly, you know, it's not going to benefit you in any way. The whole goal is to really just sort of practice dating and really just work that whole flirt muscle and get going. And so people, we haven't found any instances of people cheating because it doesn't really make sense to. The game only works if you work it.
Oh, that's true. How do you hope to see fantasydatinggame.com develop?
Well, it's been a lot of fun since its inception, just to see it, where it's gone so far. We've had people sign on from all over the world, which was really shocking. You know, I was maybe thinking that a few Canadians might join, but, you know, there are people from France and Spain and all over. So that's been really cool. We've also, we are developing a reality show following a league of fantasy daters as they play the game. And we're just about to put out a book, which is actually like a workbook.
Yes, I was just going to ask you, you should have a book.
Yeah, well, we're just finishing it up. So it's full of exercises and dares and serious things that you can actually do, action items, to actually, you know, improve your flirting and really get dating. Because like you said earlier, you know, sometimes people go a really long time without dating and then they don't even know where to start. And so the book is really for people who really need some help just to get going. So
and
that's coming
and
up.
And how are you marketing the website and how will you market the book?
Well, thus far, we do a lot of social media. We have we've actually gotten some great press, which I'm extremely thankful for, and we do participate in a lot of articles where, you know, people are looking for dating advice and expert advice, and we've gotten a lot of articles where we've been quoted and linked back to the site, and then of course we really just use a lot of social media. We've been fortunate enough to get some good traction that way.
You need to contact one of my NAFI members, who's the director of my LA network. I don't know if you know about NAFI, but it's the largest global network for women. We have over 60,000 members, and we're worldwide. Althea Lido runs the LA network, but she also has a fabulous book called Eve for Women magazine, and I think she'd love to have you do a story and talk
great.
A little bit about what you're doing. Her email is Allie, Ally, Ledo, at AOL.com, and the magazine is E for Executive Women. But it has a variety of articles in it, and she loves people to put stories in it. I think she'd be very interested. She's also single.
Oh, fine.
And it would be a great way to reach a lot of people, especially coming out with your book as well.
Wonderful. Absolutely, contact her. Thank you so much.
And I, you know, just tell her Robbie sent you.
Okay,
but
I will.
I think that's getting it out. And, you know, there's a lot of groups for women. So
yes.
You might want to promote it. And many of the groups, like I said, I have 15 groups just in Southern California. And
mm-hmm.
We have a lot of single women. So
wonderful.
Maybe,
well,
you know, Googling some of the business groups for women and letting them know and asking them to share the information with their members.
Yes, no, that would be fantastic. Yeah, I mean, we've done a bunch of meetups and things like that, but I love the idea of
because women like, you know, women really like to help each other. You know, there's some that don't. Some of them are, it's all about them, but majority of them are about wanting to help. Let me give you Allie's number, too. It's 310-990-9496. And she just
great.
Put out the November issue, but, you know, she's going to be working on the December. And I think something like this, somebody who wants to give a gift to someone, you know, can get that book for them and connect them with your site.
That sounds amazing. Absolutely. Because there is that thing around the holidays, too. You know how people, you know, some people tend to get a little sad, you know, about being single around the holidays. So we generally get a ramp up, you know, this time of year. Which
right.
Is, I mean, great. It's great.
That is good.
Well, that's great.
So,
thank you.
You should write a book about some of the success stories.
Yes, we have the testimonials on the site, and we've definitely shared some. And yes, that would be really cool.
Do you expand out and do any coaching for people that need it, or?
Yes, I have done some coaching and some speaking, which is really fun for me. So that's great too.
Okay, that's great to know that you do speaking, because we bring in speakers for all of our networks.
Oh, fantastic! Yeah, and the book is really one big training, you know. I mean, I'd like it to sound more fun than a training, but but it really is on, you know, how to be approachable and how to get someone's attention without throwing yourself at them, and you know when to call, when not to call, you know, things like that. And
do you also give them ideas in the book of places to go, which would be great, because not everybody wants to go to a bar.
Sure. No, it's definitely not about going to the bar at all. I mean, you know, most of the people who have found success have really found it in odd places, like the girl at the gas station. You know, I mean, we hear about the car wash, we hear about Whole Foods. I mean, Whole Foods is like a hotbed, and you know,
and Starbucks and even, too, I think.
Yeah, Starbucks, absolutely. You know, Craigslist did a study on misconnections. And, you know, a misconnection is when you meet someone that you were really into and you had chatted and had a great time, and then you didn't actually give them your number. And so there's actually a column on Craigslist called Misconnections, and there are all these, you know, people will post and they'll say, saw you Saturday at Trader Joe's, and you were wearing a plaid shirt, and we had a great conversation by the vegetables. If you remember me, here's my email. I mean, so...
Wow.
I know, right? And so they actually did a study on all the misconnections nationwide, and the most common place for misconnections was Walmart.
You got to be kidding,
crazy?
Really?
Yeah.
Yet everybody shops there.
Yes, everybody shops there.
So where are you, what would you, if you were going to give some tips to singles, what would you say to them?
I would say, don't be afraid. First of all, don't take it too seriously. Everybody takes dating too seriously. This is not a proposal. You know, it's not a life or death situation. Basically, what you're doing is saying, hey, here's my number. If you want to talk again, give me a call. And then you're walking away. If that person isn't into it, well, then you know right there. That's not the person for you. So, great. Okay, you've already ruled that person out. Next. Go ahead.
I said, that's what one of my friends said. She said she had to kiss 22 frogs before she met her prince.
Yes! Yes, yes. I mean, that old adage is so true. And it's just about daring to do that, even though, okay, so maybe it's a little scary to hand someone your card and say, let's say that you meet someone while you're in the, I don't know, in the dairy section at the grocery store, and you're talking about a recipe, and so say you hand them your business card at the end of it, and you say, hey, well, let me know how your souffle turned out. And what if the person never calls? Okay, well, he never called, but hey, hats off to you for being gutsy enough to give him your number.
Right,
so
and if they're playing your game, they can give themselves some points for that, right?
Yes, they can. Absolutely.
So they haven't lost.
No, they haven't lost at all. They haven't lost at all.
So have you any other games in mind together?
This is about it on games for me. So, but who knows? I mean, who knows what's coming?
You could
know.
Do a movie.
You've never seen
you know,
Never, right?
I like
yes.
the idea of your reality show. Do you know one of my friends does a big event every year called she was on Survivor. And she came up with this idea to do reality rally in Temecula. And every year
cool.
she brings in all the different reality stars for an event.
Very
and
cool.
if you go to realityrally.com, you'll see the event. And it's fabulous. And it might be, if you're putting a show together, it might be a great place to show up because you'd meet lots of the right people.
Right. Right.
Her name is Jillian Larson, and she's done it for six, I think this is the sixth year. I usually work, help her with the VIP event, but it's a fun event. I think this year she has 120-something reality stars from many of the various shows. So
wow, that's awesome. Good for her.
So, and let her know about this. Maybe this
sure.
could be, your book could be some little gift she gives away or something.
Maybe. Maybe. I like the way you think.
So, and she's a great, she and I have known each other for 30 years. Our daughters went to high school together and were maid of honors at each other's wedding. But it's a great
Aww.
Event. It's her, she does the VIP event at one of the wineries. But there's all kinds of races and stuff that are part of it. There would be a great place for all your singles to show up to meet a lot of singles, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But take a
That's
look
awesome.
At it and introduce yourself to her and let her know you're trying to, because, you know, I think she, you know, they may have, know some people to open some doors on the reality show end of it.
Right, right. That's awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, we're getting down to the end. What other tips would you like to leave with our listeners?
Well, my favorite one is put your phone away. You know, if you're staring at your phone, you're going to miss your whole entire life. There are people all around you. Make some eye contact, smile, say hi. You never know what's going to happen.
Well, let's tell everybody how they can find the game and how they can find you.
Sure. So if you'd like to play, it's please go to fantasydatinggame.com. And again, it's free to sign up, and it's not a long registration. And then you can also find us on Facebook at Fantasy Dating Game, and on Twitter at Fantasy Daters, and Google Plus, Fantasy Dating Game, and where else? Instagram, Fantasy Dating. We're basically everywhere. So we'd love to have you come and follow and check us out. That would be great.
And if they want to get a hold of you on those sites, they have your contact information as well.
Yes, on the Fantasy Dating website, there's a Contact Us link, and you will get to me through there.
Well, it has been wonderful, Suzanne, to have you on the show. This is great. I love the idea. I'm going to tell all my single friends.
Oh, I would love that. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
And contact those people I told you. I think it would be really good, and you'll love them. They're great people. They're heart. I like only heart people who give, you know, and don't. They're not always about what's in it for me.
I love that. I'm so
and I think
with you on that.
And I think, you know, getting your story in to the E! Magazine would be great.
That would be amazing. Yes, I would
Yeah, you'll like
reach
Althea.
Out.
She's
that.
Really good. She's a publisher.
Fantastic.
And her book is really, it's all in color. And the young girl who won the Nobel Peace Prize is on her cover this month.
Wow, that's amazing.
And many of the women who write in them that write in the book are like, many of them are my NAFI members, but many of them are women that just like to share ideas and thoughts. So since you're a writer, I'm sure you have a lot of ideas, and I'm sure she would love to have you submit an article.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. This has been such a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, it's been a pleasure to have you and to learn about this. And so everybody, again, if you're interested in playing the game, go to www.fantasy.com, and that's F-A-N-T-A-S-Y dating.com, and follow them on Facebook. They're on LinkedIn and Twitter. And again, thank you, Suzanne, for being a guest today on my show. When you get your book out, let me know. We'll book you back in.
Oh, I will. Thank you.
All right.
All right, have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.